I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived at the White House on Friday to meet with President Donald Trump and seal a deal for U.S. participation in Ukraine's mineral industry as Kyiv works to regain U.S. support to fight Russia's invasion, while Trump opens talks with Moscow. Zelensky said he was hopeful the mineral deal would be a step forward for Ukraine. Before meeting with Trump, Zelensky sat down with U.S. senators.
For us, it's very important that people have to trust that Putin will stop him, that Putin will not come back again. This is the most important thing.
Trump welcomed Zelensky on his arrival at the White House before they headed for talks, lunch, and then a joint press conference where they were to sign the agreement. The rare minerals agreement negotiated in recent days would open up Ukraine's vast mineral wealth to the United States, but does not include explicit American security guarantees for Ukraine. Trump says the presence of Americans in business would serve as a form of guarantee. Zelensky has said he would not sign an agreement that would put his country in debt for generations.
The real peace will not be possible if Ukraine are making concessions.
Outside the White House, protesters like Maria Hayton want to see Ukraine at the negotiation table in regard to the war with Russia.
We want it to be a fair peace. We want to save Ukrainian territories, Ukrainian people, and we want to defend our right to exist.
Trump has adopted a much less committed stance towards European security, a change in tone that has sent shockwaves across Europe and stoked fears in Kyiv and among its allies that it could be forced into a peace deal that favors Russia. The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals said in a ruling Friday the government didn't make a strong showing that it could succeed on the merits in the case concerning President Donald Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship for people born to parents not legally in the country. It's the second appeals court to reject the administration. The 14th Amendment guarantees citizenship to those born or naturalized in the United States. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron said on Friday he left Washington after a visit with U.S. President Donald Trump this week with very little hope on progress regarding tariffs. If they are confirmed, Europeans will respond and thus there will be reciprocal tariffs because we have to protect ourselves to defend ourselves. In a speech in Porto, Portugal, Macron said that Europeans will respond to tariffs on aluminum and steel, adding that tariffs are quote-unquote bad for everyone because they are inflationary. A senior cleric and at least five worshippers have been killed after a powerful bomb exploded at a mosque in northwest Pakistan. No group was immediately claiming responsibility. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A suicide bomber has blown himself up after walking into the mosque within a pro-Taliban seminary in northwestern Pakistan. Dozens of others were wounded. District Police Chief Abdul Rashid, named Hamidul Haq, head of a faction of the Jamiat ul Ulema Islam Party, as being among the dead. Eyewitness Mohammed Nadim Haqqani says, when we reached the scene, we saw up to 30 injured and five were martyred, including Mulana Hamidul Haq. Haq is the son of Mulana Samuel Haq, known as the father of the Taliban, who was killed in a knife attack at his home in 2018. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Greek riot police fired water cannons towards protesters on Friday as thousands took to the streets in nationwide demonstrations on the second anniversary of the country's deadliest train crash. In one of the biggest protests in Greece in years, people poured into the streets chanting murderers against what they said is the state's role in the disaster. For 2 years now, we have been living in an abyss of pain, loss, and injustice. Speaking to a crowd of protesters outside Parliament, Mirella Roushi, who lost her 22-year-old son, blamed the event on the Greek government, which denies wrongdoing. 57 people were killed when a passenger train collided with a freight train on February 28, 2023, in central Greece. The White House said on Friday that 29 Mexican cartel members have been extradited to the United States. The move comes amid threats by U.S. President Donald Trump to impose 25% tariffs on Mexican goods starting on March 4th over what his administration sees as insufficient progress on stemming fentanyl and U.S.-bound migrant flows. The U.S. Justice Department said Rafael Caro Quintero, co-founder of the Guadalajara cartel, who spent decades in prison in Mexico for the murder of a DEA agent, is due to be arraigned in a federal court in New York on Friday on trafficking charges. If convicted of continuing a criminal enterprise, the top count in the indictment, Caro Quintero, faces a mandatory minimum sentence of life in prison and could face the death penalty. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.